93 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Elon Musk's sprawling XAI data center campus in the Memphis area is producing a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. If stacked up against the Tennessee Valley Authority's power plants, XAI would rank as the region's second biggest climate polluter. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports.
XAI currently has two data centers, Colossus 1 and 2, in Memphis. The second facility is powered by nearly 60 mobile gas turbines, just across the state line in Mississippi. Collectively, they operate as a private fossil fuel plant for Musk's company, causing a lot of air and noise pollution. But also, these turbines will probably produce about 7 to 8 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions in a given year. That's according to calculations by the Southern Environmental Law Center. On the lower end, that climate pollution is equivalent to the annual energy use of 1 million homes. Only TVA's largest coal plant, Cumberland, which is about twice the size of a typical coal plant, produces more planet-warming pollution than XAI. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville Electric Service has been under scrutiny over its handling of January's ice storm, and now the utility is undergoing a reorganization. Fox 17 reports the utility booted Brent Baker from his chief operating officer position. Throughout the storm, he served as the face of NES, speaking at press conferences alongside city officials. Baker will now serve in an advisory role. NES also hired its first chief communications officer. Roughly 230,000 homes and businesses were without power during Winter Storm Fern, some for a week or more. An independent review released last month concluded the utility was inadequately prepared for a large, complex storm. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.